Welcome. This is Robert Anton Wilson Remembered, featuring reflections and recollections from Douglas Rushkoff, Antero Ali, Tiffany Lee Brown, David J. Brown, Zach Oden, and Joseph Matheny. This feature has been produced by Joseph Matheny, engineered by Chris Arkenberg, and presented to you by Hukilau.
Hi, it's Douglas Rushkoff here. One of my very first book readings, or book talks, I guess you'd call it, was at a bookstore called the Capitola Cafe down near Santa Cruz in, 94. I was talking about this book, Siberia, which had been, very influenced by, folks like Timothy Leary and William Burroughs and William Gibson, Bruce Sterling, and maybe most of all, Robert Anton Wilson, because the book was called Siberia, and I felt like I was moving through a new world, this sort of new hypertextual. It was before the web or anything, but there was still computers and hypertext and fractals and psychedelics and rave culture. And I was moving through a new world of people who were extremely optimistic about the promise of what they were doing. I mean, these were folks who thought we were about to touch aliens and form the great cosmic colonial organism. And, Terence McKenna thought we'd finally found the Philosopher's Stone. And I wasn't sure if we found the Philosopher's Stone or just the Philosopher stoned. And I had a good time, though, moving through that world. And I was really psyched to go speak in Santa Cruz, which was, the location for not only some great psychedelic trips of many people, but some extended research by, Ralph Abraham and many other great mathematicians, thinkers, scientists. So I get up there to do this talk where, I'm basically saying, don't worry, things are great and something's happening. And but we've got to look, sort of this Robert Anton Wilson sort of balanced approach, try on many sets of spectacles as you look at this stuff, because some of them will be dark and some of them will be bright. Some of them you'll understand and some will be really chaotic and confusing. And I'm getting up there about to do this talk, which I think is going to be to sort of the general public. And there, sitting in the front row are Ralph Abraham, sitting next to Nina Graboi, who was a great writer and was his assistant for a long time. And then next to them, like right in front of my face, Robert Anton Wilson. And I didn't know what to do, but I just went for it. I did my talk, and I saw them sitting there sort of, maybe a little bit almost more serious than the others. I felt like, they'd been through this. I sound like a fool. I'm just a kid talking to the people who really get this stuff. And so I finally do this talk, and it was actually a good talk. It was exciting. The audience was really thrilled. I mean, the audience kept coming up with really kind of dark scenarios for the future of this stuff, and I would sort of try to turn it around and show how you could actually look at, the brighter side and trying to create other scenarios, how things might work out better than they were suspecting. And it was a good talk. And at the end, Robert Anton Wilson gets up, and he goes, "Hi, I'm Bob." And I go, "Oh, I know." He goes, "So, want to come around for a cup of coffee or beer?" I'm like, "Well, sure. Yeah, where? What?" And, it turns out he lives around the corner, literally around the corner from the Capitola Book Cafe in this little apartment, this garden apartment kind of a thing, a one-bedroom condo or rental. Around the back of this strip mall in Capitola, California. And his wife is there, and he pops open a couple of beers. And we just talk about stuff, you know, sure, a little bit of James Joyce, a little bit about Siberia and the future of nonlinear culture, but it kind of just felt like I was sitting there with my uncle. You know, it was the first and I dare say only time I've ever met one of my heroes and not been disappointed. You know, I don't mean that he was living up to this status of superstar, but I was not disappointed in that. What I found was a totally human being, was a guy who was regular and who put all of his weirdness, his creativity, his thought, his philosophy into his work. You know, that's where it belongs. And when he's sitting in the room with you, he's Bob sitting in the room with you. And it taught me at a pretty early age of around 30, I guess, never to worry about that other stuff, you know, to stay me, as unadulterated and as unaffected by whatever might happen or however people might see me, whether they're looking up to me one year or down at me the next, that it's just me, that I'm just a guy and here to help other people make it on their own journeys. And more than anything I've read, more than any thing he specifically taught me, just being with me, with no affect and no effort, was like, I imagine what it's like, you know, when two Tibetan, you know, Lama master dudes, you know, find each other in the mountains. You know, they don't have some long conversation about the Buddha or something. When one master finds another, they just sit together. You know, they just sit. And that's what Bob taught me. And may his legacy live on.